Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is one of our favorite Canadians from Trackside Online. It is Steve Wittich down in St. Pete. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Steve. Definitely a little different than the weather I'm used to, but I'm going to take it. It's awfully sunny and in the 80s here, so I don't want to say too much about that. I know you guys are having some cold weather up there, so I'll try and keep the weather talk to a minimum.
Appreciate that. And, of course, the big news today down in St. Pete is an announcement. Of course, it's Jimmy Johnson, we knew, was going to IndyCar with Chip Ganassi Racing, and there are some of us, including me, was wondering, how is he going to put together a sponsorship package without the Indianapolis 500? Of course, Jimmy is just running the road courses and street course races in IndyCar in 2021. But, Steve, looks like they were able to put together a deal for him, weren't they?
Yeah, they sure were. They just announced about 45 minutes ago that Carvana is coming on board. And I know a lot of people that are familiar with them. They're the used online car sales company. You know, they have those big cubes where they have the car vending machines, but they're also sort of the first ones to do the no contact car delivery in the pandemic. So it's a big get for Ganassi and Jimmy Johnson, and it should be a good spot for Carvana to be as well. You know, with obviously they've got some big competitors in this series that are, you know, Penske Automotive Group isn't a sponsor, but you know, Roger Penske obviously owns the series and the 500, and he has 400 some dealerships, and then Auto Nation's on board with two teams as well. So you know, I'm thinking this is going to be, it's interesting, it's a little bit of dealership wars coming up here.
Yeah, it is a good point. It's always interesting, you know, and you know, when I worked at the Milwaukee Mile, we were always very cognizant of sponsorships, who's sponsoring who, and you don't want any conflicts of interest from our side setting it up. And it works the other way too. If somebody gets into a sport, there's usually sometimes an opportunity for their competitive also to kind of get into that same sport or in that same arena, so to speak. So interesting how that works out.
Yeah, you do see that quite often.
Yeah, it's good.
It is. It's very interesting. It's something you see on occasion, and it seems to be, you know, monkey see, monkey do. One big car dealership or one big car group comes into a sport, and then they all kind of follow, and then, you know, one will leave, and then they all kind of leave at the same time. But it's definitely a good thing for the sport. You know, I think Carvana did $3.9 billion in sales last year. They sold 178,000 cars, so that's
wow.
Pretty impressive. Yeah,
that
exactly.
Is.
That's, I'm like, wow, that's impressive. So it's good to have a company that big getting behind you. And you know, they do a lot of online advertising. They do a lot of advertising in general. And I think it's a good opportunity for the team and Jimmy and IndyCar to maybe get some activation involved, you know. Getting to see an IndyCar and all those Carvana ads you see online, that'd be huge for the sport. Just, you know, being visible as a sport is huge, and they do a ton of online advertising, so hopefully we'll see that.
Yeah, and it also is nice when a sponsor gets into the sport that you heard of. You know, and
yes,
you and I have been around this sport. You know, we've been at tracks and where they make this announcement, and you know, so and so is our new sponsor. You're like, who the heck is this? You know, and you know, sponsorships will use, you know, motorsports as a vehicle to kind of get the word out about their product. But in this case, there's always I don't want to call it stability, but it feels good when somebody is kind of almost taking and endorsing the IndyCar series by coming a part of it, and it's somebody with a high profile like Carvana.
Yeah, it really does help the sport when there's familiar names involved. You know, you and I go back to the time when it was all beer companies and And that, and you know, cigarette companies, and those are companies everybody knows. Well, everybody knows Carvana because everybody watches videos online, and they do a ton of that advertising. And it is, you're right, it's stability. You know, you get a $4 billion company that's giving IndyCar and the team and Jimmy himself, you know, a big vote of confidence. And that's, you know, that kind of, it's momentum building. It's what it can be. And I think,
yes,
you know, with Roger at the helm, there'll be that. It's going to be more often that you see big sponsors like this come on board.
Yeah, and also the other news this weekend is Takuma Sato re-upping with Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing. And, you know, if you look back at his career, you know, he spent, you know, quite a few years in Formula One. He comes over to IndyCar. You're thinking, well, here's another Formula One driver trying to finish out his career in IndyCar. But he certainly is taken to the IndyCar series. He's now a two-time Indianapolis 500 winner, multiple wins in multiple years. And he certainly is in the fabric of the IndyCar series, isn't he?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think when Takuma's career is over, he will be IndyCar driver Takuma Sato, not F1 driver Takuma Sato. And yeah, I know how much he loves racing here. And he, you know, some guys might at his age, I think he's 44 maybe now. When they get to their age, they might think about retiring. You know, they just won the biggest race of the year for the second time. But I know Takuma wanted to come back, and I know the team's really happy to have him back. It's like everything else, stability is a good thing in racing. And that team, you know, right now they're, what, fifth and sixth in points. So that's an awfully good season for them. And I talked to Graham yesterday, and he thinks that there's not much improvement to be made for them to, you know, move into championship winning contention. So, you know, just a little bit more consistency at every kind of circuit. And, you know, they've started working on that already. And I think with a little bit more testing in the offseason that we're going to see, that could happen.
We're talking with Steve Wittich on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, talking the IndyCar series. And I was at a party in Indianapolis, kind of a motorsports get-together, so to speak. And I met this fella named Stingray Rob. And I'm like,
Stingray Rob, yeah.
Stingray Rob. And we talked a bit, and he introduced himself, and we chatted, and what he wanted to do with his career, young driver and whatnot. I'm thinking, you know, American driver, it's not the easiest time to be a driver in open wheel racing at the time. But I tell you what, he's really kind of been working his way up the ladder system. And tell the listeners, give us a quick couple minutes on Stingray Rob, one of the more interesting characters in the ladder system.
Yeah, Stingray, you know, he moves directly. He is one of the best shifter kart drivers in the world. And anyone who knows karting knows that shifter karts are not easy to drive. But he made the move, instead of going to USF 2000, he went right to Indy Pro as a 15-year-old. And, you know, his first couple seasons were kind of rough, and I wasn't sure he was going to make it. And then about halfway through last season, he actually moved to Juncos Racing for last season. About halfway through last season, something clicked. And he became more aggressive, and the speed kept getting better. And then this year, he's just taken another leap forward. I mean, he's the last three qualifying sessions, he's dominated. And that doesn't happen very often in the ladder, where a guy, you know, he qualified three-tenths faster in the last three qualifying sessions. And it doesn't happen in this kind of series where everybody's so close. So it sort of speaks to what Ricardo Juncos has done at Juncos. He develops drivers, which is, you know, what the ladder series should do. And I think some of the credit for Stingray, too, needs to go to he has helped management and, you know, just a little bit of help with his career from Peter Rossi, Alexander's father. So, you know, having those people around you that have been there, done that, you know, help guide someone else's career is huge for a young driver. And it's even a bigger, you know, confidence boost when, you know, he got his first win earlier this year, and he's been almost unstoppable since then. But you'll see him in Indy Lights next year, which has been revived for the 20-race schedule and a bigger scholarship. So that's going to be an interesting series. You'll have Kyle Kirkwood, who's a scholarship winner from Indy Pro 2000 from 2019, and then Linus Lundqvist, who just won the FR Americas, Formula Regional Americas Championship, which is an F3-based car. I think their final race weekend is this weekend at COTA, and they Linus has pretty much won every race there, and I've heard nothing but good things about him. So I think it's going to be a competitive series. You should have 13 or 14 cars is what I've got right now, a couple new teams. So I think Indy Lights is on the way back.
And we're just running a little late, Steve. You got about 30 seconds. Tell us what happened with the Liberty 100 in no Indy Lights at Indianapolis Motor Speedway next year.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a interesting situation, and it's a plus and a minus for the teams. I've had some say it's okay, some say it's not great. It comes down to the fact that the owner of the IMS wants one oval race there, and right now that's going to be the Indianapolis 500, right? Everything's been moved to the road course for the NASCAR series, so it's going to be one oval race at IMS, and that's it. And you know, I, as an old timer, that's not the worst thing in the world for me. So I'd like to see the lights guys get some more oval experience, but I know they're looking at trying to add some more of those events.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.